Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. From the Weekly Planet podcast, it's Nick Mason. And our first time guest, he's a big Star Wars fan, and I love him dearly, the hilarious comedian, Dilruk Jai Singha.
Hi, Steel. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Hey, I have a theory about what happened with Shmi.
We're ready.
You know how she was not conceived of a human or another person? It was the midichlorians just did a root in her.
Yeah. The phantom root.
Yeah, that was the menace. But I reckon, you know, how old is Anakin in that point?
Eight.
So she's not had a root in a long time. You see this handsome looking Liam Neeson come to your house. Of course you're like, yeah, come on in, let me cook you food. I think they boned that night. There's that chat that they have afterwards as well, like where they're discussing the whole midichlorians issue. That's poor sex chat. That's what I talk about.
Wow.
Sex.
That is
two times that I've had it.
That is some erotic Phantom Menace fan fiction you've got there.
I think it holds up. Don't you think she would want to have some loving?
So both the Skywalkers saw under his little smock and saw different laser swords.
Exactly.
Do you think that Jedi would be, like, awesome at sex? Do you know what I mean? Because they've got the tantric, like they can meditate.
They basically can, Yoda can lift a fucking, X-Wing out of the water. Imagine what he can do to a...
I think it would be just a lot of damage, though, because they're celibate, right? So they don't...
I forgot about that.
Well, they're celibate. The Jedi are celibate, so it's going to be... They do have that power, but it's just going to be...
They can't use it for that, I guess. Yeah, true.
I know they can, but I just think they'll be terrible at it.
Do you think that's why they've got that rule? Because they just got too good?
Yeah.
And they've just clocked it?
Yeah.
Like, they're just smashing beds all over the galaxy. Like, that's enough. Sheev put his foot down. You don't know who Sheev is?
No. Should I just go now? I should go.
God, I thought you'd be over that. That Sheev is Palpatine's real name. It's his first name.
Oh. Yeah. Sheev Palpatine.
Yeah. And I just love saying Sheev.
No, he wouldn't have put down. I feel like the dark side get down and dirty. I reckon they would definitely use the Force.
Do you have any non-sexual thoughts about Star Wars?
Nah. I'm trying my best not to say Qui-Gon jizz.
Good effort. Now, Dilruk.
Yes, mate.
Give us your first memory of Star Wars.
I don't have it, right? I actually don't. I think as far as my memory goes, I always knew the big reveal that Luke's dad is Darth. Like, I just don't have that first moment of it, which is kind of disappointing. I think in the live show, can't remember which one of your guests, maybe Schuster, Jonathan Schuster, said something like, this seeing Force Awakens was cool because that was my age group for our chance to feel excited about a Star Wars film, because I can't remember having that excitement, you know what I mean? Like, I must have seen it quite young.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay.
But in Sri Lankan times, that's like 12. So we're well behind the times. No, but what I mean is sort of we got things a bit later than normal. We never, I don't think we ever had Star Wars the originals in the cinema ever. At least, yeah, I'm pretty sure we didn't. And then, so seeing Phantom Menace and stuff like that was pretty cool.
So you saw that in Tribeca?
Yes. I came here in 2004, so I saw Revenge in Melbourne, but everything else was back in Sri Lanka.
The bloody people coming here taking our Star Wars seats.
Dubs or in English?
Oh, that's exactly my question.
Oh, English. Sri Lanka is quite good with literacy. We get to...
I didn't mean to. Oh boy, I've stepped in your minefield. This is
no. It's a fair question. Surprisingly, I think mainly, especially in Colombo, because we have a lot of tourists. Uh-huh. We're quite influenced by a lot of American and British pop culture. Uh-huh. So most people understand English quite well, and you would go to the cinemas. Yeah. I think when they showed on telly, they put some single stop subtitles.
Because I would be fascinated to know what, say, the Jar Jar Binks voice actor is, or, you know, oftentimes, like, it gets dubbed, you know, something gets dubbed in another language, and it's like a famous stand-up comedian, like a famous, you know, the premier
the voice
actor
of Jar Jar back in Sri Lanka.
Yes, yeah.
Jar Jar singer.
Don't you think if there was, like, a Sri Lankan dub, to make Jar Jar Binks sound different, he'd just have a posh English accent?
Yeah, he'd be Aussie-ass. But,
hey, mate, Misa.
Misa, muy, muy happy to be here, mate.
crack open some Misa, mate.
But I thought I was a big Star Wars fan, like, especially among my group, like, high school, my primary school and high school mates. But then I come to Australia and I realize I'm fucking nowhere compared to as big as fans as you guys are. Like, I don't know nowhere near the knowledge that you'd have. Like, I only recently found out, like, those other extra characters and stuff. I never had the toys. I do have...
What do you mean, extra characters?
Like, you know, Greedo, for example. Like, the whole issue with Greedo, who shot first. I didn't even realize that was a big deal.
So, the Sri Lankan version doesn't have Greedo?
Well, mine... We didn't discuss it.
It was a taboo topic.
Because, see, that idea of, you know, the... Even the thing about, you know, the new releases and all the changes that happened, I would have been maybe... When did that this come in? 97? So I was about 12. I didn't really understand the whole thing. I just thought, oh, they're just re-releasing Star Wars again. And I didn't have enough knowledge of the originals to know that there were these big changes. I remember actually watching episode 4 after it had revamped, and I'm thinking, fuck, the graphics were pretty good back then. They've done really well. I was really genuinely surprised. But yeah, I really, really love it. I love the universe, and the movies just bring me absolute joy. But I feel really insecure in an environment like this, because I'd hear you guys chat about all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, good point.
Wow. Yeah, it's sad when you feel insecure in a room of nerds. That is.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I don't think I ever fit in any category. Like, I wanted to be a nerd, but there wasn't enough mates of mine who would nerd out. And
yeah, that's a nerd. Nailed it.
But did you guys find each other?
You might be the best one.
You guys would have found each other, surely.
Hang on.
I don't know. I'll get
this is it.
Then. All right. Yeah. Well, there you are. There is a whole Star Wars world. I just never had anyone that I could... I had my little... my cousin, who was about 8 years younger than
me. I just have to butt in. That we're in a room of nerds. The person in the center of the stage with the microphone, I feel a bit left out here.
I just feel like, I don't know, I wanted to talk more. I wanted to talk in depth about Star Wars with people, but then I couldn't find them, you know?
Only there was a show to do it on.
I mean, now, I'm talking about my childhood back then when I really wanted. I remember getting into trouble when Phantom Menace came out, so that I would have been 14. Like, I loved it so much. When I saw, like, Darth Maul, I was playing with an umbrella. This is one of the long umbrellas, and I was just swinging it about, and I knocked a lampshade. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I better not do this. And my brother went and told Mom, see, it's because of Star Wars. He's breaking stuff because of Star Wars. Don't let him see the movie. She's like, because she didn't know what Star Wars was. She thought it's like a violent film. I'm like, no, it's just pure joy. They're like, no, you're not going to get to see it now if you're going to keep breaking stuff. I was like, you know, don't take that away from me. I want to see why he has two blades coming from either side.
Well, that proves the thing that umbrellas inside are bad luck.
Phantom Menace was pure joy, absolutely. I think you nailed that.
See, fuck you. As a 14-year-old, I loved the shit out of it. I loved Phantom Menace. Again, didn't know enough about the films, to the originals, to know why it was bad. Now in hindsight, I look at it and go, okay, I can see why fans were annoyed. But when you're 14, you don't give a fuck. You're just excited to see that shit. That you know,
you just want to get home and play with your umbrella.
Yeah. Shut up. We didn't get lightsabers like you guys did. Okay, I had to make something out of it.
When you said you're pretending to be Darth Maul with the umbrella, I instantly pictured that you duct taped two umbrellas together.
You remember that video of that kid, the fat kid who went viral playing doing Star Wars? That was me. Yeah.
God, the resolution of my screen was way off there. That's the Star Wars kid. That's what he's known.
Oh, that's what he's known as. Yeah, right.
He's been parodied. He was on.
He was on Arrested Development. Yeah.
Has he since gone on to be in a Star Wars? Have they?
No, he has gone on to totally distance himself from Star Wars. Like I have tried to track him down.
Uh-huh.
He does not want to be tracked down.
Right.
To hear the full episode along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.